finish off with Harsha, and then, actually, you know what, I'm going to first give out a couple of Marmokomos. We're going to finish Harsha first today, and then we're going to discuss the question of Gemardin, and then after that, I think we're just going to move to, we're going to speak a word or two about Chazar Karen Labailin, but I'm not going to give it anything. If you can look at the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Otsar Gaonim, the way he reads the Parish of Ben Chananel on Bavakat, or if it's printed now, the Parish of Ben Chananel on the spot on Samachesimid Beis, speak about that for a couple of minutes, but otherwise we want to move on to the next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah, the first topic we're going to do is the issue of Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. So that's the Gemara here, on the Mishnah and the Gemara on Ayin Amud Aleph. We're going to start moving more quickly because topics allow for it. Ayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah here, and the Gemara. The discussion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Until the two dots. Elalamut Hashnayim Omri Mechad V'Gaba V'Shnayim Omri Mechad V'Kresa Hani Omri Ketana V'Hani Omri Ketanahi. So make sure you learn that that Mishnah and that Gemara well. And the parallel Gemara is in Mishnah and Gemara in Bava Basra about Gimel Shnei Chazaka. That's the sugya there. Bava Basra Nun Vavam Aleph through Nun Vavam Beis. Similar Shaka Vataria. Look at the Rashbam there and the Tosas there. Divrei Maskal Ella. The Rif, very important. The Rif in Bava Basra. That's Lamed Amud Aleph in the Dapi Arif. On the sugi there of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And the Balamor and the Ramban in the Mukhamos there, and the Rimagash there. It's a long piece, but you'll see right away what the Rimagash is getting at. And either way, the Rishonim all quote the Rimagash. The Rimagash Alatar in Bava Basra. The Rishonim here, so Balamor and Ramban here as well. Tosas here. The Rajba here, and also the Meiri has, again, sums up the Rimigash and has a couple of questions. The Meiri on pages 211 through 212. It's also on the Shita Mekubetzes, page 238, column 2, the Zelashon HaMeiri. Look at it either way. Also the Tshuva of the Rimigash in the Shita Mekubetzes, discussion of, Shnayim Omrim Kidesh, Shnayim Omrim Baal, that discussion. And also, if you get a chance, the Shita Lanoda Lami, or the Shita Lanoda in the Shita Mekubetzes of Bava Basra. That's again in the Shita Bava Basra. It's page 124, column 2. So, to get a chance, look at that as well. Okay, so then we'll do. I'm sorry. No, Shuvah Sri Magash is here in Bava Kama, in the Shita Mekubetzes of Bava Kama. On what page is it on? I think it's also 238. I forgot to write the page number, but you'll see it. It's also reprinted in the Likud Rishonim on the spot as well. Okay, so that's a Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. We'll try to not get too enmeshed in the topic, so we'll be able to move on. And then after that, we'll move on to the Gemara Ayin Amud Beis through Ayin Amud Aleph. A little bit of Kam Le'i B'drabim Minei Eslan Zona, Tosas Dibur Masel Ba'Omer and Ilu, and Tosas Rebbeinu Peretz, and the Meiri, page 239, column 2. Also in the regular Meiri, Dibur Maskil Esnan in the Shita Mekubetzes, the quotation of Chachmei Tzarfat. I'll give you more things to look at after that, but that's after Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. We'll just be continuing Ayin Amud Beis to Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph to the two dots, and then we'll talk about Gana B'Tavach B'Yom Kippur. We'll go pretty much straight, but we'll go a little more quickly, as I say, as these topics allow it. Okay. Firstly, let's finish off with Harsha, and then we still have Gemardin to do before we move on to the next Mishnah. Okay. So I think the last thing. First, I just wanted to quote the line of the Rajba that I was. Anybody have the Rajba? Did you have who had it the other day? Kiddush Rajba? Did you find it?
No.
Yeah, it was in the section. It was in the paragraph that I think you weren't here, but it was in the paragraph that I was quoting. I just couldn't find the line for some reason. But the line where he you know, basically simplifies the Rashba to say that the difference is the perspective of the Nitvan as opposed to the perspective of the Toveya. And what we saw in the Raivan and the Kuntras is that it's a little more complicated than that, maybe much more complicated than that, although essentially, you know, still true. It's in the paragraph where he quotes the Ravi Abad. No one has the Rashba that we had yesterday? The Masada Rav Kook one? It's in the, say, you'll see, it's in the paragraph. Do you have the... where he quotes the Ravi Abad. Oh, that's the line I want. Go ahead, one more time. Right, so that Yesh Mishadochim, that's the what I call the simplified version of the Raivan. Basically, the Rashba, you know, quotes the Balamor, quotes the Raivan, he quotes all the extreme shitas and he rejects them, and this is a more simplified formulation of the Raivan. That's the line that I was looking for yesterday that I just couldn't find it. But it's in that same paragraph, the paragraph that begins with the quotation of the Ravi Abad, correct? It's in there, in the same paragraph. Okay, good. So that, I just wanted to mention it. Okay, we discussed the Raivan yesterday. I don't want to add too much to it, except for one. Ha'ara, one other Ha'ara about the Ravid, and especially the Ravid and the Ramban. And that's based on something that the Ravid writes in Yalla Chazaka, which anyway is what I want to speak about for the next few minutes, and that is the Rambam Shita. The Ravid has a comment in Yalla Chazaka. Okay, we already discussed this comment about interference. But the Ravid has another comment. Second. Ravid says, the commenting on the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Hikno lezeha Mursha Shlish or Revia, Mashi Yeshla Biad Chavero, Hareza Dun al Akol, Ho the Dun al Chelko, Hareu Baldino Bechelko, Dun al Akol. This is basically a quotation of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that if he made him if he gave him the power to collect for himself, shlish, or revia, some percentage, then he's the baldover, and you can't say la baldvarim, you can't say la baldvarim didia. So the Ravid has a comment here where he says, Omar Avram, dafka shlish or revia, avalim omala mea dinrin, nimashi yeshli biad ploni, yu shalcha lo yadun, ela al hamea. Let's say instead of giving him a percentage, he gave him a lump sum. You know, you get a finder's fee, collector's fee. The first 100, you know, shkalim are yours. Dollars, even better. First $100. Or just, he doesn't put it that way. He just says $100 of it are yours. Would you be able to be dochem and say la baldvarim didia or not? An interesting question. So the Ravid says no. And the Ravid's position is actually quite understandable. Right? Why so? Why is the Ravid's position understandable? Or is it understandable? Ben? What do you think?
We saw it in Sneda, we thought maybe we could make the things in some way between different types of knassos. But then Sneda was saying that.
Well, we're not talking about knass here.
No, we're saying the same for us. So the same way we made the things between saying paying half of something would be maybe less a knass than saying, say, closing for Evid or something.
No, I'm not sure if it's connected to that. I think this is an easier explanation. Yeah, Michael?
If you tell him, take 100, then we look at it as they're two separate.
Exactly,
separate,
right.
So he's not connected to...
to the rest of it. You take it to 100, so basically what you're saying is that there are two, I'm splitting the halva into two. Or I'm splitting the pikadon into two, and I'm making you a bailim on part, and I'm making and I'm retaining bailus on the rest. So then you might argue that good, exactly what the Ravid says. For the part that you're the bailim on, I can't say la baldvarim didiyat, but as for the rest, it's basically shlichus v'alma, and there I can say la baldvarim didiyat. But if I say the shlish or l'rvia, right? So basically, what I'm saying is. I mean, it might have a parallel to the Knossos. I'm saying I don't think you need that so much. But basically what I'm saying is that you are a junior partner in the whole. Instead of saying that you are a partner, not a partner, that you own a third, what I'm saying is that, you know, every piece is a third owned by you. And therefore, la baldavar mdidiyat would apply because you can't, he's a baldavar in the totality of it. That's the idea of the writer. What's interesting is the Netziv points out in his parish on the Shiltos in Kufnun that it would seem that there's a Rishon who would certainly argue this point. I mean, the Rambam, we don't know. I mean, the Rambam quotes... I mean, the Ravid is well within his rights. I mean, the Ravid is just saying that when the Gemara says what it says, it means it, and we understand very well why it means it. But the Netziv points out that it would seem that there's a Rishon who argues. Who's the Rishon who argues? What?
The Ramban.
The Ramban, exactly. Very good. Because the Ramban says...
He says explicitly that... I may be confusing something else he said, but he says it doesn't matter whether it's Shlish or Palga.
Okay, but better than that. Even stronger.
Ishtamshus is also...
Yeah, he says the Ishtamshus is like the Schirus, you know, that he gets from this. And... you know, that alone would suffice to establish him as Lav Al Dvarim, to remove the claim of Lav Al Dvarim Didiya. You're right. I mean, it's exactly that point. Yeah.
Well, the
Bishu
argues that when you have
Ishtamshus
on something, so you have low kinyan on all of it.
Maybe.
It's a small percentage.
He's impressed with the fact that he calls it Ki'ilu. He doesn't say Ishtamshus. He says it's like the Schirus
right.
that you have for the Gviya. So I think what impressed the Netziv was not so... I think you're 100% right. I mean, if the Ramban had just said what he said, you know, without formulating it, then you'd be right. That too is a kind of, you know, mixas bailus bakal. But by translating it into the equivalent of schirus, in a sense, he separates it. And I think that's what impressed the Netziv. So I think your Hara is correct, and I still think the Netziv is right. But I would just add one other point, and that is that maybe the Ramban and the Ravid are lishitasam on this particular point, again. In the sense that what we noted was that for the Ravid, again, this is a kind of, you know, schizophrenic, you know, shliach / koneh. But, and it is true, as Jonathan undoubtedly will remind me if I didn't say this right now, correctly, that even according to the Ravid, la baldavar mdidiyat, right, requires less than kinyan gamur. Even for the Ravid, as we said for the Ramban. However, having said that, there's still a huge difference between the Ravid and the Ramban. Not a huge, a subtle difference between the Ravid and the Ramban. A big subtle difference between the Ravid and the Ramban. In that, the Ravid wasn't talking about, you know, labal drum didiyat in the quality so much as he was in the, you know, the confusion, the ambiguity, right? The either as yet to be determined. Where this is all going to shake out in the end, if you have the Chuvas HaRajba's version of the Ravid, or even in our version of the Ravid, you know, it's kind of all out there, you know, and you know, there is Kinyan, there is Shlichus, and it's, you know, there's a whole part of it that's simply undefined. But basically, the Kinyan part is on Kulo, and the equivalent of that in the Gemara would be Shlish L'Rvia L'Mechtza, meaning somebody who has also a stake in Kulo. But according to the Ramban, as we've explained, basically the core is really Shlichus. Just that you need to neutralize the tain of Labal Dvarim Didiyat, you need to be more than a Shliach. You need to be someone who has, you know, an inherent connection to this whole process. But it doesn't have to be of a full bialim, even in an ambiguous way or a schizophrenic way. It can be of you know, somebody who's more than a shliach, right? But not really somebody who has full kinyanim. Just as we explained that the question of full kinyanim without shlichos might be the Ramban and the Ravid l'shitasam, right? So too on this point it might be l'shitasam. As much as there's an overlap between the Ramban and the Ravid, and that the Ramban is working off the Ravid, it's precisely in these points where his refinement makes a difference. So that's why I think that the Ramban will say it doesn't really matter. You don't really need to be a bailam on the whole. All you need is that in this shlichus that you have zchusei gviyah utriya. And even if I were to formulate it, of course it is ala kol in a certain way, but even if I were to formulate it as he himself did, that would be sufficient as well, because at least you're more than a shliach, and that's really mostly what counts. Whereas for the Ravid, you really have to have some sort of aknala kol. So if you have aknala kol in a schizophrenic way, that's fine. If you don't have aknala kol, only l'shlish, l'rviyah, l'machtzah, then the whole point is going to be, because on every morsel, on every pruta, you still are a bialid. Yeah, there was a question.
They're
what? Like drive it?
Yeah.
Right, but we don't really know what the... Again, what all I'm saying is that the Ramban will say, it's not that you need... it doesn't work that way. It's not an aris. You know, basically, it's somebody who in his mission has the status of Gavra Tovea Vezocha. Okay, but the fact that on every morsel or pruta or agura or shekel, you know, he doesn't have a part or a portion, that's less relevant. That's the Gemara's example is an example of somebody who, you know, who can neutralize the tain of Labal Dvar Nidia with less than Hakna Gemura. Whereas going to the right, it is Hakna Gemura. It's just Hakna Gemura expressed in this way. I think that's an important argument. Okay, so the Ram and the Rai, the Ramban and the Rai, but I think are again Lashitasam. Yeah.
How does the Choker type relationship stand here? We discussed Aris and Sahir.
Right. So that's a good question. In general, that's something in between, but
it would be between the Rai and the Ramban.
Yeah, it would be somewhere in between the Rai and the Ramban.
It's
hard to know where.
I mean, the Rai didn't choose to use that case as a counterpoint.
Well, again, just remember what the Rai, you can't blame the Rai. I mean, the Rai is discording the Gemara. All the Rai is saying about the Gemara is that the Gemara is Dafka. And then don't translate it into the other extreme. Whereas the Ramban seems like he could explain the other extreme. In between those extremes, there are also other models, which is what you're pointing out, which is correct. And it's an interesting question. Just as we have this question, these questions on, you know, Malacha, you know, on Skirus Bishabis and Trumas Maestros and other such things, it would be appropriate to ask the question here as well. Okay, so that's in terms of the Ramban and the Raivin. Okay, what about the Rambam in all of this? I just want to finish off with the Rambam and the Tosfos Rabbah. The Rambam, I think, is an interesting issue. First thing to note, you know, the non-historical thing to note, is the way the Rambam was perceived by others. The Rambam was co-opted by the Rajba. And the Rajba, in his Chidushim, identifies himself with the Rambam. He says, I'm just holding like the Rambam, which is that Harsha doesn't work on a milva. And since I hold that way, that Harsha doesn't work on a milva, so that means Hakna. He definitely leaves the impression that he's reading the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with him that Harsha is Hakna. That's certainly the impression of the Rajba in the Tshuva, in the Chidushim, pretty much throughout. Okay. However, if we actually look at the Rambam, we probably get a different impression, at least I think we do. Well, maybe I shouldn't be prejudicing the matter. Do we, Oren? What impression do you get from the Rambam?
Kind of seems to be the emphasis is more on the Shlichus than the Kinyan.
Yeah, I think the overall impression in the Rambam is that way, except that there's plenty of Hakna indications in the Rambam that you can A, understand and appreciate where the Rajba is getting this from, and B, as a result, when you put it together, the Rambam becomes another example of independent Shlichus, or a Shlichus with the criterion of Hakna. So the first thing to note about the Rambam is where he puts all of this. Where does he put it all? Ezra. Hilchos Shluchin. Okay, that's good. Except that it's Hilchos Shluchin v'shutfin. Right? So that in itself, and in Kinyan, you're absolutely right. The truth is that for the Rambam, we spoke about this a lot last year, but it's not a small matter that Hilchos Shluchin itself is a Sefer Kinyan. Where else could it have been? Right, you always needed a. If you're going to make, if you're going to make something of where he put it, you always have to, you know, have at least an equal, if not a better, alternative. That's Dr. Soloveitchik's hara. Yeah. Excellent. Exactly. Mishpatim. And where? Why Mishpatim? Where would you put it in Mishpatim, or together with what? What's in Mishpatim that it would go with?
Well,
Toin v'nitan, right? Basically, Mishpatim would have been a fine place to put it. Absolutely. But the Rambam puts Hilchos Shlichos in Sefer Kinyan. We discussed it last year in order to accentuate the idea again, appointing a shliach is handing over a certain measure of jurisdiction and authority. We're saying, oh, that's why it belongs in Sefer Kinyan. Right? Okay. But what's particularly interesting about Harsha is, where is Harsha? In Hilchos Shluchin, but as I say, it's Shluchin and Shudfin. The fact that Shluchin is together with Shudfin is itself, you know, again, reinforces this idea of Sefer Kinyan. Good. But as far as Harsha is concerned, once we know that, well, there's Shluchin and there's Shudfin. Is it more like a Shliach or more like a Shutav? So where does the Rambam put it? Paragimel. And what is Paragimel? Well, that's a transition, really. In other words, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis in the Rambam, Hilchos Shluchim v'Shutfim, are pure Hilchos Shlichos. Right? You know, Perek Aleph is, that's why it always pays to look around. Right? Perek Aleph is the din of Shlichos itself, the beginning, obviously. Ha'omer l'shluchal, Perek Beis is the limitations. Right? Ein agoy nasa shliach, osadim shliach isho isha, etc. That's Perek Beis. Paragimel is fully dedicated to Harsha. And what is Parag Dalid? Shutfus, right? Kishiyirtsu ha-shutfin li-ishtatev, bameh yikneh kolechad mehen mamon chaber li-ishtatev bo. That's Parag Dalid. So Paragimel, which is dedicated mitchilo v'adsof to Harsha, is the transition between shlichos and shutfus, which is perfect. Okay? What?
The Gemara.
What do you mean it's the Gemara?
Some say it's Shlichus and some say it's Shutfus.
Exactly. I mean it's the whole discussion that we're having. But in other words, if the Rambam had felt like the Balamor that this is pure Shlichus, or if he had felt like the Rajba that it was pure Hakna, then he might still have put it here because it still, you know, seems to overlap. But the point is, then, you know, it would have been fine if it had been in Perek Beis instead of Perek Gimel, or in Perek Hay instead of, you know, Paragimel. That's what I'm pointing out. So the Rambam is showing once again the Rambam's, you know, classification is perfect. Meaning that's exactly where Shlichus goes. That's exactly where Harsha goes, in between Shlichus and Shutfus. But now the question is, so the placement doesn't help us much. It's Shluchin v'Shutfim, and it's in between the Shluchin and the Shutfim. So where he puts it doesn't tell us very much. So now we have to look at what he writes, which we'd have to do anyway.
Doesn't it seem clear according to that the Rambam neither passed like Rabbi Daigo
he did pass him like Rabbi Daigo.
Meaning
about what? About the ability to about?
It's Shaliyah, not a Shutfin.
He does pass him that way.
Perhaps conceptually you're gonna find that it's not.
Well, why don't we see what we find? You know, nice to say for Benekazi. And hopefully you read the Rambam. So so what is the Rambam actually? The classification I say is indeterminate. We also know the Rambams in Hilchos Shavuos, which are a little bit puzzling, as we already discussed. In Shavuos Ha'edus, which shouldn't work b'shlichos, but only b'harsha, the Rambam mentions shlichos. Right? Works better like the Ravi Avad or something of that sort. In Hilchos Shavuos Ha'pikadon, where we didn't know there was a requirement of Mipia Toveya, Dafka there, the Rambam does mention Harsha, but even there he mentions Shluchol Shel Adam Kimosa. We already read the Rambams in Perek Tes and in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shluchin. The aggregate of that puts the Rambam already seems strongly in the Shlichos camp. But clearly, not simple Shluchol Shel Adam Kimosa, because he's associating the two, Harsha and Shlichus. Sounds like there's some value in associating the word Harsha in Perek Zayin in the context of Shuas HaPikot. Okay, but either way, had the Ram required Hakna, it would be hard to explain that he could get away with Shlichus at all in Perek Tes. And again, just, you know, the link between Shlichus and Harsha in Perek Zayin, where he has it, would also be problematic. So from the outside Rambams, it would appear that the Rambam is definitely accentuating shlichos. Okay. On the other hand, the Rambam has a tshuva, which I told you to look at. It's here in the Likud Rishonim also. I just happen to have the Shavuos one with me. But the Rambam has a tshuva in which he discusses whether or not a nitva can appoint a morsha. And as I mentioned, this is a discussion of the Rishonim, which we're not going to go into now. But in Shavuos Daf Lamed, the concept of an antler, which is a kind of a lawyer, and Holy Rishonim about it, and the Rishonim discuss it on Daf Lamed, as well as in Makos Daf Zayin, Mipiyam Vlom Piksavam, Mipiyam Vlom Pimiturgamon, can you have somebody representing, very important issue, can you have somebody representing the interests of the Balei Dvarim in court, or not? That's an issue. So the Rambam was asked about this question about the Nitva, at least. Are they asked him this question? Clearly, Yesh Dvarim Bego, there's something going on here. What am I looking for? Lamed. Yeah, but if you have it. Just one second. So the Rambam says, Adam haya nitva mechaverev haya tovo chatzerov v'yeshiva la'uchal adonimach ad sh'amid li murshav hu yiton ba'adi v'yadinimach hatawil harsha min ha'nitva im lav. That's the question. V'zeh l'roseinu maima Rav Shmuel ben Chafni v'sefer harshos. Everybody wrote it, essays on harsha. V'yesh mi shehorsha nitva tolo harsha b'tnai sh'yiknu ma'a murshav Shekoma sheyischayv anitva sheyishalmenu hu mimamono. Some people said there it can be a Mursha for a nitva, but only if the Mursha commits himself that he'll suffer the financial consequences. Also very big chiddush. Is it true or not? That's what the Haze Emes Imlav Horeinu Schar Chakafo. The Ram says in a very unequivocal manner, there's no such thing. Tshuva. In harsha hu sheyimsar hatoveh lemursha ma sheyesh lo etzel ploni v'yishaer hamursha bal dvarim shel nitva. V'lachein im kidem hatoveh v'tava me'anitva v'talklin v'kofer ben lo toil az aleim harsha. This is also very fascinating. The Rambam says a mursha is someone who receives jurisdiction, right, to advocate for the bailin. And obviously what he's trying to say is that it's more than shlichos. And for that reason, if there's kfira, betalklon de kafre, in advance, notice he says, imkide matoveya, betava manitva betalklon v'kafru bahem. Lo toil azaleim harsha. See already from the Rambam that he rejects the view of the Rif, which is that Mexica Shikra undermines even after the ksiva. We'll see that in a minute in the Rambam as well. Kamosh Omer Chazal, Lo Kosvin Rukas Ometalta de Kafre. The Rambam thinks that this is connected, the idea of Kafre is connected to the higher ambition, if you will, of the Morsha. The Imze Ha'ikar Yizbatel Milaharsha Sanitva L'shum Morsha V'she'en Lo Davar Al Chaveo L'mosu L'morsha V'chein Hu Adin B'chol Batei Dinei Yisrael. For this reason, says the Rambam, because it's really about handing over significant power, jurisdiction, authority to the Mursha, for that reason it can happen for the Toveah, but it can't happen for the Nitva. Because the Nitva is simply responding. The Toveah is somebody who can become a quasi-bailin.
This sort of harks back to what you were saying about
in a way, I mean, except that, I mean, there it's more because Kabbalah Beget, Valkorcha, it's even more exaggerated. But here also, meaning there is no samchut to give over to the nitva here, in a way. To the Toveya, there's the actual gviya of some sort in Zechiyah. I have bailus over this object. I'm giving him the koach, tviya, gviya, maybe even actual hakna. But to the nitva who's giving it up, who doesn't have bailus, so what exactly is he be giving to his shliach here? At least on the level of Mursha, there's not enough. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's why it's a very important tshuva, the Rambam. Amnam hayosa murcha tovea donim anitva emayoski marsheu matzu imo b'medina zed davaroi. Amnam kvarnago anachnu v'kadmonenu birotseinu hamursha mitrashel b'taino sadin l'salak hamursha l'tzavos l'havi hatovea l'adunim baldino v'yetzadin l'amit. The Rambam has some reservations of whether this is still the best way to go, maybe because of the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel, you know, about it being untoward interference, or whether or not representative can ever do full justice, which is what the Rishonim talk about in Shavuos Daf Lamed and in Makos Daf Zayin. Can they really do full justice to the interests of the Marsha? Either way, the Rambam's tshuva is very important, because the Rambam basically says that the difference between a Mursha of a Toveya and of a Nitva itself has to do with what is being authorized and given jurisdiction over. It's a bilus kind of a consideration. If you only have the tshuva of the Rambam, you would think, unlike Hilchos Shavuos, that really the Rambam held that Harsha is a kind of Hakna. But if you look at the total picture of the Rambam in Perek Gimel, right, that's why I'm just introducing it this way, what we see is that the Rambam requires the criterion of Hakna'ah in order to accomplish a more bailus-oriented and a more independent-oriented shlichus, which exactly is, you know, the end of Hilchos Shluchim introducing Hilchos Shutfin. It's not the beginning of Hilchos Shutfin, it's the end of Hilchos Shluchim. That's really what I'm saying. And this is evident, I think, in any number of points in the Rambam. Misha yisalo karka tachas yadecha, doshoyle mitaltem pikadon, v'ratza laso shliach ladunim zeh. Again, he introduces it as a din of shlichos. V'lahotzi hakarko pikadon bitachas yadecha, reza kosef harsha, v'tzorech liknos miyado shehirsho. Unlike the Rabban and some of the other Rishonim, the Rambam is of the opinion that even though this is a form of shlichos, you do require an actual hakna to trigger the shlichus. Right? Regular shlichus doesn't require hakna. But this is shlichus which needs hakna. The Omer lo, and he needs the nusach, lech don vizchei vahotzi la'atzmechu kiyotzi b'yonim elu. Im lo kosov kein eni ocha laduni moshu. Omer lo, enata baldini. It's also clear, according to the Rambam, like the Ramban and the Ravid, that the taina of labal dvarim didiyat has to do with, it's a koach hataina, it's an organic right of the nitva to deal with a more prominent representative, if not the actual Bailim himself. It's not based on some taina like the Rush or the other Rishonim, the Ravan, etc., but it's based on the rites himself. Alpha Bishakosov Lokain, Enu al Shliach, Vakomashi Zakari Shom Meshacho, Kolo Tsa Shiyotzi Ashliach al Dinze Shahursha, Hari Mashalech Hai Bahen Shakach Kosim Barsha, Kol Shahotzi Bidinze Alai Lishalmenu. This is the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara. The kol, the misani, etc. I mentioned that some Rishonim say it refers to kuni shadar tech velola visi, the milunil and others. According to the Rambam, it has to do with expenses of the shlichus. So again, what's clear in the Rambam is this is a form of shlichus, but one which overcomes a real problem of laval dorm di diat, which a regular shliach couldn't accomplish, and therefore one which requires some sort of jurisdiction, which is signified by Hakna'a. Moreover, what does it apply to? Primarily, karka and metaltalin. Pikadon, exactly. He says exactly. Pikadon and karka, which are the most kinyanable of the cheftzas out there. Hikna lezeh mursha shlish or revia mashiesha biachavero, hov dun al chelko, reu baldino bechelko, dun al akol. Again, if you want to make him into a baldin, he's a shliach whose shlichus is on a certain level that makes him a baldin. We already discussed the right. Okay. That's halacha aleph and beis. Okay. In the continuation, if you look at halacha gimel, there's where the Rambam has the ach echem na'achem shelo chilku. I'm sorry. One second. Yeah. Okay, fine. Then the Ram discusses who does and who doesn't need a harsha. Then in halacha vav, we have the another crucial ingredient. This is what Michael mentioned about a week ago. Hatovei chaveru bedin b'metaltalin o b'mos shehifkid etzlo v'kafar bo eni ocha lichtav arsho alav. That's the din of metaltalin the kafrei. Shenim sezek kemeshaker. She umar lehir shisicha litol mashiyesh biad ploni u'kfaru ploni sheino etzlo klum. Again, in light of the tshuva, the Rambam thinks that this is connected not to regular shlichus, but to this higher standard of shlichus. That's how the Rambam connects mechsi kashikra with the fact that there is only a mursha for a toveya, not for a nitva. The chay mishin eschayv l'chaver shvua, this is the part that Michael mentioned, mishin eschayv l'chaver shvua, eno yochal harshos alav acher l'hashbiyo. It doesn't help for shvua. Why? She'ein shem aim sham davar sheyaknelo the end of the marsha al tvias dvarim she'ein advarim niknim el al tvias hamamon. Again, if you only had this Rambam, you would think the Rambam is not talking about shlichos. This is a good example of the Rambam's view. You cannot have a shliach a mursha leinyan. What about the Gemara in Shavuos that says that mipia tovei is accomplished by harsha? Right. What's the answer? Number one, it's a Shuas Eidus. Number two, he really, in light of the Rabbi Avad, what the Rambam will say is, he made him a Mursha on the Gviya. If I make you a Mursha on the Gviya, then you can also be Toveya, the Shvua. What the Rambam is talking about in Halacha Vav is if I only make you a Mursha on the Shvua. Exactly the Rabbi Avad's issue. Let's say I make you a Shliach on the Tviya, but not a Shliach on the Gviya. In the Rabbi Avad's case, that's what that's on time in the Rabbi Avad's case. That's what the Rambam is talking about here. The Rambam says, She'ein Shom Davar Sheyaknelo, as opposed to when I make the Sugin Shavuos is a case where I make you a Mursha on the Chov, or on the Mamo. And therefore, part of that is that it's when you demand the Shavua, it's Mipia Toveya. And the marshal tvias dvarim, shena dvarim niknim, el al tvias amam. Mishay lamos bikadon, so that's very, very important limitation. Then comes halakha zayin. Halakha zayin, the Rambam makes it again perfectly clear that you need a kinyan amoel. Mishay lamos bikadon, biyada chevrotz alaharsha shliach lavio, ena kinyan biyado moel, shena madbea niknim chalipin. El ketzadosa, right? Agav. I'm skipping a little bit. Here's a little bit of a tricky Rambam. Here, of course, is number one, the Rambam requires kinyan moel. Number two, the Rambam excludes milva. This is what the Rajba invokes when he says, I hold like the Rambam. I'm not saying anything, says the Rajba. She's the Rambam. The Rambam does hold that harsha does not work be milva against the Ramban, against Bali Tosis, against the whole group of Rishonim. We'll see the Tosis written in a minute. But unlike the Rajba, where the reason is because ain hakna, for the Rambam the reason is also ain hakna, but the point is ain shlichus in ain hakna, not ain hakna. Now what's tricky is the Rambam says afilo hayachov b'shtar mipnei shamil v'lo tzanitna ain lemakna lechaber davar sheino ba'ola ain lechadavar sheyakna adam b'chov ela om b'may b'tshlashtan who davar shein latam kemosha b'yarnu o b'haknayas. Now, there's a question here. Ben, what's the question? In the reading of the Rambam? The Rambam says, there's no Arshar na Milva. After all, you can't be Makna Milva, right, except through Agav, I'm sorry, he doesn't mean Agav, except through Maimon Shlashtan and Ksivo Masira. What? So can you write a harsha? So can you? Is that clear in the Rambam? Not clear at all. So here you have a discussion in the Nosa Kalim. Some of the Nosa Kalim just, you know, put two and two together. They say, forget what the Rambam said. Ein lecha, when the Rambam wrote, Mipnei Shambil, I'm sorry, Hoysa lemilva b'yad acher ein yocha lift of harsha aleha, that is qualified by the continuation. Namely, the Rambam then gives you two methods to do so, Ksiva Masira and Maimed Shlashta. That's the way one group of Nosa Kalim read the Rambam. And if you say that, then everything is fine and good. However, it's not clear at all. It's a funny way for the Rambam to write. I mean, he already starts off the halacha that you need kinyan amoel, right? So why does it sound like it's an absolute that kinyan harsha just doesn't work in a shtar? The alternative is that what the Rambam is saying is, listen, there is a method of being makna the shtar, but it's only through maimed shloshtan, which is why he adds here, maybe why he also adds here, even though he says it elsewhere, hu davar shein lo tam. Oh, baknoy shtar chov b'ksiva mesira. Mipnei shu makna hashivud shabo. Is the Rambam just explaining why these two things work? Or in the explanation of why the two work, is he also saying something profound, namely, this is the reason that they work, and that's also why they don't work for Harsha. They'll only work for Hakna Gemura. Because if the Rambam was talking about Harsha as Hakna Gemura, then there should be no discrepancy at all. Vaharai, again, the Rajba, who co-opted the Rambam on his team, right? Or basically the Rajba said, I'm on the Rambam's team. So the Rajba himself neutralizes the other evidence, as we know, by saying, yeah, that's because in that case you're using Maimed Shloshtan, in that case you're using Agab, and so on. Right, because for the Rajba, Harsha really is a pure form of Hakna. But if for the Rambam it's Shlichus, given the capacity of Hakna, so then if the capacity of Hakna is limited, and it only applies in a Milsa, in a mechanism of Davar Shein Lo Tam, or through Hakna Shibud Shabo, is it possible that that kind of hakna will not help you to energize the shlichus and the independent shlichus either? Those haknas will work for a real bailim, for a real act of hakna. But since they work in such a different way, they don't accomplish the goal of making a shliach hamursha. Let me just add one other point. The Rav said something like this. I don't know how he read this Rambam in general, but I just remember that he made another Ha'ara. And that is as follows. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Mechira, again, a Rambam that we spoke about a lot last year, those who were here, hopefully remember it fondly. The Rambam there, right, delineates how you can you know, transfer or sell a chov. And he says what works and what doesn't work. And he says Maimon Shloshtan works. And he says Ksivim Mesira works. And he says Osios Nictus and Mesira doesn't work, although had it worked, it would have worked in a certain way. That's what we discussed last year. But we talked about Osios Nictus and Mesira, and the Rav's whole Mahalach in that. But there's one other example, one other mechanism that works, that the Rama mentions in Hukos Mechira that he omits here. Namely, what? Agav. Who said Agav? Correct. So why does the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Vav, mention Agav, and in Harsha he doesn't mention Agav at all? So the Rav thought that this idea, just that he was saying it for this in particular, that if Agav works, how does Agav work? Well, that's a topic in its own right. But at least if it works in Shtaros, in Mechira's Chovos, how does it work? So he thought that it works by making the recipient into the Baal HaShtar. Much in the same way that Osios Niklas B'Mesira would work if it was Daraisa. That's what Ram Paskins, that you require Ksiva Mesira. But according to the Baal Namar, Osios Niklas B'Mesira, how does that work? That's what we explained last year. Rab has a whole piece on that, both in the Igros HaGrid and in the Yartzai Chiorim as well, that if Osios Nictus Mesira would work, it wouldn't work as a regular Haknas Amamo. It would work by making the recipient into the Baal HaShtar. As the Baal HaShtar, he automatically gains control of the Milva as well. So the Rav thought that is true maybe in Agav in addition. And if that's true, so then maybe we understand why he omitted it in the context of Harsha. Because Harsha is a very difficult status, according to the Rambam. Right? It's not pure Hakna, it's not pure Shlichus. It's something in between. And the idea of a balashtar, by virtue of being balashtar, becoming owner over the money, that is something which doesn't work when there is ambiguity. The whole point of the balashtar is that the Eidus Shebishtar is made that he's the Bailim, and that's how he gains the Raya Shabo, in a way, gives him the Kinyan Shabo. But if there's ambiguity, because all the relationships are just too complicated, too complex, right, then that's not going to work. That was the Rav's suggestion. So I'm just saying, let's take that even a step further. And that is that for the Rambam, it's not only a complicated haknah, but it's a haknah which animates the independent shlichus. So maybe what the Rambam is saying, not only is he omitting agav, again, the omission of agav would be particularly significant if we interpreted like the other mefarshim, that according to the Rambam, there is harsha, b'mayim et shlashtan, and b'ksivo mesira. But I prefer the reading that the Rambam is saying that there's no harsha in milva, period. And what he's saying is, and even, after all, even Maimed Shloshtan and Ksivo Mesira, the way that they work is such that it works for Hakna, but it doesn't work where the potential of Hakna adds to the independence of the Shlichus, which is what you really need here. And therefore it doesn't work. Okay. Then the Rambam goes on to quote the Gaonim. Very important Rambam. He says, "Zeu derech sheyira li min haTalmud, aval agonim tiknu shekosen harsha af al hamilva." This we know. This is quoted in the name of the Ravi Abad and the other Rishonim as well, as we already saw. This is the takana that the Rajba says is a phantom takana, because if the Gonim didn't know about it and Rabbeinu Chananel didn't know about it, then who made this takana? Says the Rajba, but. The Chachmei Provence report it, and the Rambam reports it. Aval agonim tiknu shekosen harsha af al hamilva kedei shelo yita kol echad mechaver v'yelech l'mdina acheres v'o tiknu shemirsho litol mos sheyesh l'biyad chavero al utvo men habav lo yisa karka makneu dalad amos mechelko sheberetz Yisrael, the very famous Rambam, v'makne lo hamos al gabon. All of a sudden the Rambam remembered the agav when it came to this. But either way, the Rambam says that the drabanan, the takana drabanan, is based on shloy kalechad notel mos chaver v'holech amdina sayam, and it'll apply even to milva, and it'll even apply when there is no karka, based on the fiction or the halacha of dalad amos be'eretz Yisrael. U'dvar melu dvarim kalimein, says the Rambam, ad ma'od uru'im. Question is whether Einer Bershuso is a problem in Karka. Okay. V'agaonim atzvam shetiknu k'takanazu omru shein omru b'yikov adina sahar v'ena l'kedela ayim ala nitva. That's a big chiddush of the Rambam. The Gaonim didn't really mean it. They only meant it. Their intention was to scare the nitva. So this is a big, this whole halach is very, very big chiddush of the Rambam. You see, he's very uncomfortable with this takana. He thinks it really doesn't work at all. And it's only an iyum that the nitva hopefully will fall for the trick. But it doesn't really have any teeth. It doesn't really work in its own way. But I think the most important thing of the Rambam is, A, the Rambam really holds that milva doesn't work. There's a machlokas mefarshim whether milva works in conditions where there's a kinyan, a moel. And if the Rambam really holds that even then it doesn't work, which is the way I'm reading the Rambam, against some of the Mefarshim, but I think that's a simple pshat of the Rambam, actually, even though it is more mechudash, that would confirm this idea that the hakna leharsha plays a different role than regular hakna, ironically, and just supporting it further with the Rav's idea about the omission of agav in this particular halach. Yeah?
According to the Rambam,
does the Kenyan really need to act? Does the Kenyan actually work, or is it just the Takana? If it does work, how does the surface of the yoke?
You mean the Takana Drop, the Takana Sagon?
No,
he says it doesn't work, but it doesn't work in the case of. Undoubtedly, he means. It's also not so clear, I should make it, you know, a little clearer. When the Rambam says, Dvar Melu Dvarim Kalim Ad Ma'od Ru'uim, is he only referring to the extension to Dalet Amos Be'eretz Yisrael? Or is he referring to the initial Takana that he records as well, which would apply to Milva? And if so, maybe it would apply only to Milva in cases of Hakna. Maybe that's the level. In other words, if Hakna doesn't work fundamentally, even in Mamet Shloshtan and Ksiva Mesira, so will it work in this Takana in a case where, you know, where everything else is Kedatsu Kedem? That's not so clear.
In general, what is the Kenyan do to make you more dependent than Reshuta?
I think the point is the potential, that is independent shlichus. Independent shlichus is accomplished by going through the method of kinyan. I'm makna to you as a shliach, but I'm not makna the money to you. I'm makna the koach to act as an independent shliach. I'm makna, you know, in that sense, as I was saying.
That's subject of yours.
No, not necessarily. I mean, who said that the Rambam went beyond Rabbi Yochanan anyway?
No, I'm saying.
I think it would relate to Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, you can't. The Rambam says you need a kinyan amoel, and anything that doesn't work in Akna doesn't work.
Right. So what happens?
Are you asking about the Takana or the Ikra Dedin?
I'm saying Ikra Dedin. What happened to the problem of Lishna Kama according to
Rambam?
What's the
Rambam doesn't explain what he does with the Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra. He may have read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel. But it seems like the Rambam would probably say Mixi. Maybe the Rambam read the Gemara. I'm sorry, Mixi Kashikra. That, you know, the two Lishonos are about that. But either way, like the Ravid says, the Lishna Basra is mostly for Lishna Kama, not Kole Kito. But the Rambam makes it perfectly clear in the beginning of the Parak that this is limited to Karka and Pikado. And he's rejecting Milva. So yeah, I think he's totally consistent with Rabbi Yochanan. I just don't know what would be the result of the Takana.
But he only rejects Milva because it's Matzik Shikra, not because...
No. He rejects Milva because it's not subject to Kinyanim, not because it's Matzik Shikra. No. Where do you get that? Nothing to do with Matzik Shikra. Not at all. Matzik Shikra is halacha vav. The halacha of Milva, mi shahay lamos pikadu biyadachev ratzal harshas shliach, eina kinyin miyadu mo'o bazeh, sheina mea batbea nekta b'chalipin. And this whole parak, this whole halacha is about what works, not about Matzik Shikra.
It's only because of the
character. It's a Dovah Shalom Baliyala. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's the equivalent of Rabbi Yochanan. And again, it's very meduyak that when he quotes the halacha, in halacha Aleph, he talks about karka and he talks about pikado. Yeah?
Somebody just asked,
you,
if he's not makna the chavis, then what is he makna?
He is.
Makna the koach tvila. What's with that being makna the koach tvila? Like, why is makna being makna the koach tvila?
I think it's very similar, but basically, it's not so different than what we're saying for the Ramban, except that the Rambam is in one sense more mekel, in another sense more machmir. He's more mekel in that he doesn't think that this is hakna at all, right? He just thinks that in order to make somebody an independent shliach, to give somebody some chud, jurisdiction over the object to be a shliach, that too requires a kinyan. In that sense, he's more mekel than the Ramban. He's more machmir than the Ramban, but because the Ramban is looking for a different level of hakna, right? So he can say, well, maybe even davar shor ba'olam, that works. Whereas for the Rambam, you can't be an independent shliach unless it's something that you can be machna in the normal sense of the word. Right? So milva will work for the Ramban, it won't work for the Rambam. Even though for the Rambam, there's no shemetz of hakna, of actual bailus at all, where there is for the Ramban.
What about tvias shvua?
No, tvias shvua is not something that you can be makna or give jurisdiction over. It's not. It's a davar shilo nitan lekinyan.
Is tvias gvia something you can be makna?
I'm sorry.
Is
yeah, because gvia samamon. It makes you. I'm giving you. You know, it's, if it's something I have bailus, if it's something I can sell, then it's something I can make you an independent shliach to operate with.
That's exactly what we're saying. I'm asking, why is it that you can make, that you can be makna the koach to be as a mammon, and you can't be makna the koach to be as a shur?
Because mammon is something that is haknaable, and shur is not.
We're trying to be makna the gebir.
Right. The Rambam is very clear. The Rambam says, without the ability, if shlichus, and independent shlichus even more so, is a form of bailus, right? As shlichus, though. I'm giving you, when I make you my independent shliach, it means I'm handing over jurisdiction over the representation of this object. That itself is a kind of hakna for the Rambam. For the Ramban, the shlichus part of that is not hakna. But for Labal Drom Didiat, you have to actually be a bailim in one respect. That's the Ramban. For the Rambam, you don't have to be a bailim in any respect, but to be an independent shliach who independently represents the interests of the bailim, for that, there has to be an act of hakna to trigger such a shlichus. But it's pure shlichus. That's why I think each one of these, the reason I'm spending time in each of these shittos, each one is different. Sometimes it's not just, you know, a plain hierarchy either. This is a great example. The Rambam is going further and also not as far as the Ramban. And I think it's very meduyak. Milva is out. Even certain haknaable milvas may be out. That's what we're discussing now. That's not true for the Ramban. But pure independent shlichus, even though all it is shlichus, requires an act of hakna and bailus if you want it to really be independent. And that is true for the Rambam, not for the Ramban. But it's pure shlichus. It's shluchos sholem kemoso, independent. Yeah.
Is it possible for the Rambam that, like for example, the king in Agak, he requires that the eret, the karka that he's giving him, he writes it down in the harshah, the shtar for the harshah itself. So when he gives him the harshah,
what is he trying to transfer in the case?
He's trying to transfer the most of the king in Agak.
Right.
In the first half of Halachazan, when he's saying what does work.
Right.
And the Rambam requires that, you know, for any haknah that works, has to be done with the Shtar Hashah, whether it's Nasira of the, whether it's Nasira of the Shtar in terms of the
well, I don't know if the haknah has to be done with the Hashah, written in the Hashah, but for the Hashah to work, for Zil Don Schil Apek Lenafshech to work, it has to be accompanied by a kinyan, which is effective on the davar shu toveya. That's what the Rambam says.
Is it possible to say that he may even take it further than that it has to be in harshah, and that's why Rambam flushed on it? And
he doesn't say it, so I don't think it's necessary to say it. It doesn't seem like it to me. Anyways, halacha zayin is a very, very important Rambam, just in general, to know. Then comes halacha ches, where, you know, again, after reading Halacha Zayin, if you read it in isolation, you'd say, oh, this isn't shlichus at all, this is hakna, right? Except that ironically, kind of what I'm saying, my pshat in the Rambam, which is, the things that work for hakna won't even work here, because it's hakna for independent shlichus, so that's a chumrah too. But if you didn't notice that, you'd say, oh, this is hakna, and if you didn't notice the other Rambam. So then again, he brings you back to reality in Halacha Ches, where he quotes the Rabbi Yudai Gons, right? Mi shehirsha le'echad v'ratz levatel ha'shlichus, right? Not even levatel ha'arshah, but levatel ha'shlichus, because it's pure shlichus, according to the Rambam. U'laharshos la'acher, ha'reza mevatel. He can do it, right? Ve'ein le'mursha lichtov harshah la'acher. Not only that, but he cannot take things in his own hand and appoint someone. These are all the dinim of Rabbi Yudai Gon that the Rif quotes, which the Rambam is totally comfortable with because this is shlichus. Shazel melaim ritzoni sheipik doni biad acher lefikachim histalot sheyarsha ula acher acher la acher shliach kosav arshal l'sheni v'sheni l'shlishi akol l'fitano. Fine, but the regular standard here, right, the frame of reference is shlichus, and he calls it shlichus. Haba b'harsha shemachal l'zeh hanitva o shemachalo ala shvua. How can there be a shvua again? He said he can't have a harsha on a shvua. Meaning, again, the shvua that is in the context of the gvias mamon. O sh'asa imo pshara, lo asa klum. Why? Because, according to the Rambam, he is still a shliach. He is subject even to litkuni shadartich v'lo lavisi, which is a shlichus halakha. Had it been a form of real hakna, this wouldn't be obvious at all. Why can't he do a side deal? He was made a mursha and given independent power so that he could neutralize labal drum didia, right? But he was still given a very specific task. So therefore, machalo hanitva, machalo ala shvua, asayim apshara, lo asaklum. Shari omela lekaken shilachtich below la'aves. Again, litkuni shadartich below la'avisi is a din in hilchos shlichos. Sure, perfectly applicable according to the Rambam. Not so obvious for the other Rishonim. Lefikach, im hisnei mo, bein latakin, bein la'aves. That's true in shlichos too. I feel a machalo ala kol, raise a machal. And then Ruvain Shiva Baharshav Tava Shimon, Ain Shimon Yachalitchosa Velomalar Shema Mishalayachoscha Hirsha Ubito Shlichosecha. You don't have to worry about Bito Shlichos. But again, not because, you know, he can't be fired. He already told us that he holds a Rav Yehuda Gaon, and not because it works lachar misa. The Rambam thinks those are both wrong. Shari Ruvain Omelar Tainla Bikana Sheikh Bedecha Zusha Hirshati Teyatzlcha. Imamafkid Hirsha Acher, who if Sila Latzmo, Vishiman Pator. It's like the Ramban, because the guy has nothing to lose. And in general, in choshen l'misa, in choshen l'bitol. Ruven shabab harsha shimon v'tava levi v'amar levi lo ha'edvar me'olam avol yishava shimon v'yitol motzin amama mi'ad levi v'ya munach v'bezen. Okay, fine. Yeah. Yesh l'nahachrim and so on. Yeah. The rabbi here just points out, again, that the Rambam disagrees with the Rif. Omer av domish esosrin dvar v'zeh hazeh. This is the undoubtedly absolutely correct. It's meduyak in the previous Rambam as well. That the Rambam, like the Ravid, disagrees with the Rif. But again, the Ravid disagrees with the Rif because for the Ravid there's a significant dose of Hakna. And if there's dose of Hakna, then it's impossible that Mexica Shikra that arises after the Hakna is going to have any impact. For the Rambam, this is all within Shlichus. It's a debate between the Rambam and the Rif, both of whom are operating with Rav Yudaigo, and both of whom are operating within Shlichus. So I'm just saying, if you take the total Shitas HaRambam in the Tshuva, in Hilchos Shvuos, in the entire Perek Gimel Hilchos Shluchim, it is perfect that it's Perek Gimel and that it's the transition Perek from Shlichus to Shutfus. But it is the culmination of Shlichus, it's not the beginning of Shutfus, and the Rambam Shita really is that Koach Hakna is a necessary precondition for independent Shlichus of a Morsha. Yeah.
Last year we mentioned the Rambam in Mechira Perek Hay.
Yeah.
That the Rambam said that Shlichus does not require a Kinyan.
Correct.
And we had said that Shlichus is not enhanced by the Kinyan.
Right.
It doesn't help at all. Seems to be that we're
regular shlichus.
Right. It seems to be now that we're saying that the actual haknah is making him into more of an independent shliach.
Yeah.
So
right.
How did
I think regular. I think he means by regular shlichus, where there's no issue of labal dvarim didiyad and so on, just to make me a shliach to sell. The kind of examples of the Rambam Parakei of Smachira. I could say I want to sell my chametz, right? Or I want to sell my land, right? Is there any point in making him a shliach b'kinyan? Right, there's no labal drum didiyat, there's no such issue there. And I want to make him a regular shliach, with nothing else included. So is there any advantage to making a kinyan sudar as well? There's no haknas, there's no making him a shliach over the money to be collected in that case. Right? So that's exactly, you're 100% correct. It's good that you brought it up. The Ram says, it's like, Kinyan Dvarim Bialma. What he says here about Shavua is what he says there about Kinyan. Because for the Shlichus that you want, which is simply to have, to represent him in the act of selling or buying, right, the Kinyan doesn't add anything. Again, it's this time of year. You go to the rabbi for Mechiras Chametz, You know, he has you making this kinyan and signing that, and he has you making five kinyan. Which, according to different Rishonim and Poskim, maybe that's the way it should be. But the Rambam is basically saying, I think he gives the example of Bechiras Chametz and among others. He's saying it doesn't do anything. But here it does a lot, because here it's about making him an independent shliach to overcome La'abal Dorom Didiyat. Not just to do the bidding, the shlichus isn't to do the bidding of the mishaleach, it's to, you know, attain stature in the eyes of the nitva. Ah, that's a different matter. So you're right, that's a good har. Okay, finally, I just wanted to make mention, just to complete the range, the Tosas Rid, who also has a, you know, is in this whole cluster, let's say, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Ravon, but each one has its own, you know, emphasis and nuance. I think the Tosas Rid belongs beyond the Ravon and the Rambam, even beyond the Ramban. I think the Tosas Rid is in between the Ramban and the Rajba. Okay, the Tosas Rid. Did I bring it? Tosas Rid in the Sefer HaMachria. Very, very strong formulation of the idea that I was trying to sell of, you know, Bailus Le'inyan Tzchusei Tviya U'Gaviya, as opposed to Bailus Gemura B'cheftza. That, I think, appears very, very explicitly in the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid seems to say that the two Dilchonos of Nahardai, and in general, the issue of Harsha is all played out within Hakna. Only question is, do you need Hakna Gemura? Or Hakna She'ena Gemura? That's why I say it's one over from the Rajba. According to the Rajba, everything is Hakna Gemura. The only question is Hakna Gemura on the level of Hektesh, or Hakna Gemura on the level of regular Kinyan. For the Tosas Rid, it's one notch lower. Hakna Gemura, Mekachum Emkar, and Hektesh, they're the same. Or it's enough to be the Bailim Le'inyan Gviyo Tviyah. Where does he say this? And it's interesting. Initially, his instinct, which I think is also interesting, his instinct is that Milva is not going to work. Because if we're talking about forms of Hakna, then Milva should be excluded. In the end, he has to bow to some of the evidence and say, well, if it's Hakna She'ena Gemura, maybe Milva works, because maybe Milva's nitan for Hakna She'ena Gemura. So it's interesting. He ends up overlapping with the Ramban, but it's not mitan with the Ramban at all. Okay, this is a few Lishna Basra hosted Tafilo Metalpli, the Tzorach Hotziyim, but they aren't Kasvinan. He Kasanda, the Gazav Loma, Kirinu. He doesn't say it's not a kinyan, except with respect to this is the important formulation. Mishum delav kinyan maknale ella delezo veledun velepuk velaisile. It's only a kinyan with regard to the tviya and the gviya. Avale olam imrotza litan lo kinyan gamur in a yachal karab yochanan. That's the two deus in the Gemara are either two deus whether we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, says the Tosas Rid, it's also important. Or everybody holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, when you have kinyan sheina gamur, but it's still a form of kinyan, does that also depend on Rabbi Yochanan? In that sense, it's similar to the Ramban, right? Because the Ramban also said that the second day, but for the Ramban, it sounds like it depends on how you understand the role of Rishus. In the Tosas Rid, it's what are the requirements of kinyan, albeit sheina gamur. Le'inyan le'zol v'litva. Very important formulation. I'll read a couple more lines. Davka betalten disnayu be'en de'bnei akna ninu. Avlev hoysel ha'milva etzach ha'veiro she'enu be'en she'os ha'mol she'ovo ho'tzio kvar be'enu be'en eni yochal ha'knosel ha'chaveiro she'enin kinyan. chal el al davar shuben vafilo hektish shehu chamur eno chal el al davar shehu be'en. By the way, here too, like the Ramban in Bam Metzia Daf Mem Gimel, the Tosfos Reader is considering that if there's going to be a chiluk between hektish and hakna, it's going to be opposite of that of the Rajba, namely that hektish will be easier to accomplish than hakna, like the Ramban's kal chomer. Umashim perusho dehechad lo kafrinim kasfinim adrachta afilo achov de metaltlin vamilva bedavar zeino nearly klal the makinyan shayech bedavar sheino ben. So you see that even within this view, the second view of Nahardai, he's still talking the language of kinyan, but not like the Rambam. You need a kinyan in order to accomplish a certain kind of shliach. Hakna sheino gemura, it's called. I'll read you from the next page. It's a long piece. You can say from Achriya. Oh yes, Shlomar, the Rabbi Yochanan model in Nahardai, the Shani le ben heched the kamakna le kinyan gamur, u ben heched the lamakna le elas chusa the isle the lidon velitgale kedeksivas leel. Again, there's kinyan gamur, and there's kinyan le inyan zechia u tevia. One more, just give me one more line, or what? Couple more lines. Then finally comes around to the milvani. Mashakas vod ben kafri ben lo kafri lo katsim shim Rabbi Yochanan. Like in the mitzvah ikalim ikdamri. So now doy modul Rabbi Yochanan deino chalak nishan. The gam lo lahaknosam kinyan gamur. Rabbi Yochanan modul in the hardoy. Alpha gav deino chalak nosam kinyan gamur. Yochal lo haknos chuso lo. Kedei she yodon viyavi lo kedefrishis lael. Meaning that's a form of bailus and schus. The koach tviyo gviya. It's not just a, you know, something to do. It's an aspect of bailus. Ba'filim tipsalom or pligi halacha kenardoi debatsroi ninu. Ah, v'im isa below my mitzlasha nami isa kagonai deharsha. V'tirech ein vade hachanami b'kol davar yachal hakanas like deharsha. Afilu ein aban. This is where in the end he comes with milva. V'hasam lava matzah the meimer hachi dinei the yachal hakanos lo mikamokum im rotz alachzar rashai kiva and the yachal achzar sulo have a dumi deshchiv mira. If you look also in Kuf Kav Zayin and Bava Basra, he sings the same song there. One second, and I'll take the questions. So again, this formulation that I suggested for the Ramban about Haknas, Chusei, Tevia, Ugevia, actually the formulation of it, that itself is a Haknas, in a Gemura, but it's not on the money itself, that is actually most explicit in the Tosis Rid, just that for the Tosis Rid, this is a variation within Haknas, as opposed to, it's between the Rajba and the Ramban in a way, as I said, as opposed to being a an additional factor. Kosar shazel azeh ikasher a papa gufa amar leil elo b'chol chol b'chaluka v'ni yachal haknos chel kol acher tshuva ishlamar the hoder bay. One answer. Inami is the key answer. Afil lamanda amar einlo dafkal haknos kinyan gamur in a rashai. Avalaharshis is chaber sheyitva bavuro rashai. Yeah, you had a question?
Doesn't he say over there?
Over
in,
where?
In Baba Basra.
Yeah.
Didn't he mention lachnoso v'shlichuso?
I think I just read the line. I don't think so. I mean, he might mean that also, but I thought he said, I think I just read it as it was. One more time. Inami, afilu lemanda amar einlo dafke lahaknoso kinyan gamur in a rashai. Avla harshis es chavero sheyitva bavurai rashai. Rashai. Ukeda kasivas v'bavakama madura basra gabe halva. Shav bishenam yochal lahaknoso lechavero kinyan gamur. Oh, here he says yochal lahaknoso lishlucha ula harsho salei. Ula harsho salei. Lahaknos lishlucha ulaharshos alei. That's what he said.
So
you can either have a shliach on a milva, or you can do marsha alei.
Oh, it
Ulaharshos alei. Or you could say that what's a shlichus is shlichus ulaharshos alei. Maybe it's hard to know how to read it. But either way, that's batel, I wouldn't say b'shishim, but, you know, meaning it's pretty clear that it is perfectly clear that the Tosfos Reed, according to both Lashonos, is operating with a kind of hakna, just hakna gemura, as opposed to hakna l'inyan tviya u'gviya. Okay. I'm sorry it took so long. I guess we'll start tomorrow. So tomorrow, just to have, you know, I want to go through that. It's a very small topic, Gemar Din, tomorrow. Basically, what we have in the issue in Gemar Din is what, Michael? Just the problem, just to give us food for thought.
Question.
Yeah. Okay, just to lay out the problem.
Gemar in Sanhedrin seems to associate our Gemara. The Gemara there says that
Ish poni chayv, ish poni zakai.
Is Gemar Din.
Is Gemar Din le'inyan?
Is le'inyan bitzua.
Le'inyan pshara, which is bitzua. I mean, you can't do pshara once you've reached the point of ploni atazakai, ploni atachayev.
In our Gemara, Mekama seems to indicate that it's not.
What is it?
It's according to
simple reading of our Gemara.
Simple reading.
What is it? It's not chayev ish ploni atazakai, ish ploni atachayev, but what are the word, the magic words?
It's, oh, it's chayev leaping. Atachayev leaping.
Even more. Tsei tein lo.
Meaning, what is Gemara? Okay.
What is Gemara Din? Yeah. Tsei tein lo. Although, our Gemara itself is a little more complicated than that, because our Gemara really has two different issues. What are the two issues? One is, our Gemara talks about two things in some days. What is the chiyuv dalad behei? Right. When does the chiyuv dalad behei end and it becomes a gzela rather than a gneva? And if you were to do something, it would be a totally different halacha, right? That depends on seitein lo. But it's another halacha, chazer keren lebailim, which seems to depend on the hamad of din of chayev atalitein lo. Right. So the question is, we actually find three formulations of Gemar Din. Ish ploni zaka, ish ploni chayev, chayev atalitain, which is something in between, and seitein, and we find them used for different issues. So we're going to try to figure out tomorrow, try to do it as quickly as we can, is what's going on here. Are there three Gemar Dins, two Gemar Dins, one Gemar Din, which halachas depend on Gemar Din, and why, etc. So we'll try to go through that tomorrow, and, you know, probably, I guess, Thursday, we'll try to start the new mission.
Could we discuss folio staffies?
I'm sorry?
Chorios, that Bezim and Aleph.
Yeah.
So y'all...
I also may be connected.
Would the Rebbe be able to talk about that at all and still get connected?
In terms of this issue?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll time permit.
Rebbe said that the Rambam, Shita, was not just the general check here, it's about whether we get the thought of the...